This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. King Charles III has officially been proclaimed King of Britain in an accession ceremony as his sons William and Harry appear together in public. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
Hours after the ceremony, crowds cheered and called for Harry as the Duke of Sussex and his wife Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, greeted the crowds at Windsor Castle. Alongside them was Harry's brother William, the Prince of Wales, and Princess Kate, who also greeted the crowds as they arrived to view the sea of floral tributes left by the public in honour of the Prince's grandmother. It was the two couples' first public appearance since the Queen's death. The princes and their wives were seen shaking hands and speaking with members of the public. In a tribute to his grandmother on Twitter, Prince William said the Queen was by his side at his happiest moments, but also during the saddest moments of his life. William also said he knew the day would come, but it will be some time before the reality of life without Granny will truly feel real. Karen Chamas, London.
Ukraine announced major advancements in a strategic military counteroffensive against Russian forces, retaking vital territory and cutting off a main supply line to thousands of Russian soldiers in northeastern Ukraine. Ukrainian forces reported Saturday they'd entered the town of Kupiansk and Izyum and pushed Russian soldiers across the Oskil River in retreat. The region's key rail and road links have been used for several months to supply Russian forces stationed in the nearby city of Izyum, which is near the border between the Kharkiv and Donetsk regions. Military analysts say Russia is believed to be sending reinforcements to the area, where it plans to launch new attacks against Ukrainian-controlled sections of Donetsk. More on this story and all the stories we're covering at